Thank you very much, Joanna. I probably should first say back to Joanna, it is a pleasure to be able to work with you again. I was fortunate enough early in my career to work with Joanna, and it's pretty special, as you would know, in the family of accounting. It's pretty special at times that you work with someone for a period of time, step away, and then events bring you back together again, which has happened for Joanna and I. So thank you. Very conscious of the ambition that we're trying to do around this first part of the agenda, particularly around the strategic trends. And so I'm not going to spend too much time opening up the session and perhaps recapturing some of what we've already done within our slides so that we can maximise our time in the breakout sessions. In thinking through the sessions, and I'll just go through two elements here. The first is around the process, and the second is around the content. So many of you would be involved in strategic planning back in your current organisations or having done that in other parts of your career. The element that we're trying to capture and break down here is that element at times when you do an environmental scan and you're sort of looking forward and outwards as to what are some of the strategic trends that you're seeing or others are seeing, and then you start to try and unpack that from a very high helicopter view down to something that is actually digestible. So I was encouraged by Joanna and some of my colleagues to take a small snippet of that type of exercise and try and break it down into some further parts. Those parts, as you can see, we've entitled Future of Talent and Relevance, and I'll come back to both those elements in a minute. But we've set out specific questions. Now, hopefully those questions have been helpful for you in your preparation. Already I've had a fair bit of feedback either in the days leading up to these sessions or in some of the conversations already. So thank you for that feedback. That's important how we continue to shape our engagement with the council as well. So some, I think, will be following the tact of looking at the questions. Others are probably coming already with two or three parts of those trends that they really want to put onto the table, and I think either approach is actually quite helpful. In terms of the content, you know, the future of talent probably is looking at three areas. Skills and how those skill sets are changing and evolving. Secondly, around engagement with the talent. And particularly that had this theme around customisation or the tailoring of the engagement. So pretty well you could see the differences heading away from all employees or all of the people being sort of treated exactly the same to something now which is quite tailored and specific for each individual. Hard to do, but that's the goal. And then the third is one that we're really discussing a lot with in the foundation, which is around growth and development. How do we actually work the different mechanisms around growth and development to maximise A, engagement, but certainly doing what we feel we want to do with our people, which is to grow to the very best of their capabilities. In terms of the second area, relevance, the first piece I'd like to say is this is a broad discussion around the relevance of the foundation. What it's trying to unpack is to some elements which we know if you get those elements correct, then you're going to up the ante or maximise the sense around relevance. So how well equipped are we in terms of lifelong learning of your workforce? So it does have a connection back to the earlier themes around growth and development, but slightly differently. What are you doing in your organisations, particularly around employee engagement? What are some of the techniques that you're using around that engagement as well? And perhaps what's something a little bit different or innovative that your organisations are doing in that space? And thirdly, and it always feels you can't do any sort of strategic conversations now without some reference to technology. So I have put some elements in there around technology, and really that's a focus on how well are you equipping the people in your organisations around technology, what are you doing differently in that space. It's not really to reopen the discussion around technology or all of the latest elements, but again, it's, as I said, it's a little hard when you're talking about equipping your workforce in the very best ways not to at least have some engagement around technology as well. So there is quite a bit to get through. We'll go into our first session very shortly, the breakout. What I'm proposing to do from that is then I will hear back from the four groups. During the course of the day, I will collate that information, try and bring some level of emphasis to the points that we've heard through the dialogues. I will present tomorrow morning some outputs from those conversations. And in the interim, I'll probably reach out to some of the chairs and others to just say, look, this is what we've been seeing during the course of the day. Does that resonate back to the types of conversations you've been having? So tomorrow, we can then take those themes from your experiences and then start exploring about the implications for general financial reporting and certainly back to us here at the Foundation as well. So that's a little bit on process, a little bit on content. The final element I just wanted to refer to is obviously, you know, as my first meeting, and I've been to a range of different meetings in my careers, some of a similar size, but it really is quite daunting to come into a room where there's 50 plus individuals, all who are making a determined contribution. So I feel I need to also give you an assurance that all of the feedback you give, all of what we hear, whether it's in the next breakout sessions or other sessions that we do, we certainly have here at the Foundation our ears turned up. We will be listening as much as we can. And for me as the ED, then also ensuring that in future meetings you can see where your contributions have attributed back into the discussions at the Foundation at the trustee level as well. So speaking as an ex-auditor, I probably call it, you know, demonstrating the audit trail of where it goes from here to where it goes through to the trustees as well. But that's my assurance to you to ensure that we've got the right level of engagement and hopefully good influence. So, Council, that's all I wanted to do in opening up the first sessions. April, I'd probably look to you just around locations and then back to Joanna.
And just as a reminder...
Just before April, do you want to talk about the relevance question? Lee, you've mainly just focused on the talent one?
No, I've unpacked the relevance piece as well,
right,
Joanna,
okay.
But particularly not at the broader level around the relevance of the Foundation, but down to those areas of lifelong learning, employee engagement and technology.